It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong. With news and commentary from across the heartland of America, our morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. 2019 appears to be another challenging year for farmers, and the Farm Futures Business Summit is designed to help gird you for the battle, producers. It's January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, where you'll have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. There will be 18 idea-packed learning sessions. High-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, farmers will be on the panels too, and that brings up another point. You'll have the opportunity to network with fellow farmers and ranchers from all over the country, some of the best producers on the planet. You can go online to get more details and to register for the Farm Futures Summit. Truly the one winter meeting you don't want to miss. FarmFuturesSummit.com is the website. FarmFuturesSummit.com. Oh, he was lucky. The Iowa man who drove his car into a creek. Almost. Police got the call to the Volga River Recreation Area. That's in Fayette County, the northeast part of Iowa, and found the man in his car, an older model Mitsubishi Eclipse. The front of the car was on one creek bank, the back was on the other, and in between, the guy was stuck in his car hanging out over the creek. The 23-year-old was safely rescued. Oh, his car wasn't, is a total loss. From this week in agribusiness, hog futures traders in the U.S. continue to monitor closely that epidemic of African swine fever, that incurable disease in pigs going through the hog herd in China. So far, the efforts to stop the spread of the disease have not been successful, but in the process, the Chinese have wiped out more than 200,000 pigs on infected farms and hundreds of thousands more in neighboring areas. Now, the disease does not affect man, causes no harm to humans, but in that nation that is the biggest pork-consuming country of the world, they've taken a number of steps, including banning the feeding of kitchen waste to pigs. And at the latest action this week, the Chinese officials are now requiring testing of pig products coming out of the slaughterhouses to stop the spread of that virus. Our Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, told us the other day he's getting daily reports to get the best assessment they can at the USDA of what is going on over there. Folks at Coon Valley, Wisconsin, say he absolutely deserves it. The town's fire chief, Russ Cornford, has been named Person of the Year by the La Crosse Tribune. Russ is not only a pillar in the community, the paper says, but he wades right in, literally. It's what he did last summer, waded in during the flood to carry out homeowners and pets. The 60-year-old did it for 26 hours straight, according to the La Crosse Tribune. Resolving to do better at saving money this year? Well, a professor of psychology says remember that even small purchases can be expensive over time. Ross Steinman, who studies consumer decision-making, says if you purchase two drinks from a Starbucks every day, that's about $8. Over the course of the year, it's well over $2,000. He says the cost-effective solution is to brew your own at home. Take it in a thermos. Real Starbucks shoppers wouldn't dare do that. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.